years, but are eligible to contribute to their host community through pilot agreements. So upon approval of this resolution, it is understood a pilot agreement will be put into place for all new commercial solar installations. And is this changing to over 10?
Over 10, correct.
Over 10 kilowatts. And no action is needed as far as opting out of the automatic tax exemption by any of the taxing districts. So all commercial solar panel arrays will be subject to a pilot agreement to be put into place by the town, and the pilot proceeds will be shared by each taxing district on a pro rata amount based upon their percentage of tax payments prior to the solar installation, so town, county, school, and village. So the town, within a 60-day period of the request for a building permit or any other formal notification from anyone who's interested, the town notifying the town of intent to construct a solar installation, we will notify them that the pilot is in place in the town, and that the pilot agreement must not exceed the amount of taxes that would normally be paid if there were no tax exemption. And all residential and agricultural solar installations would remain as tax exempt as written. So this resolution only applies to commercial installations.
I make a motion.
Any discussion? We good with this? No, I think we've talked about it enough. Exactly. So Mr. Giordiano will make the motion. I need a second from Mr. McAuliffe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Excellent. We will put into effect the pilot for commercial solar installations. And Liz, if I could ask you to let Audrey and Mr. Fishman know. Correspondence. We got a notice from the Green IDA, the adoption of the final seeker information for the CAT 21 project. So that, if you'll remember, we had a hearing, and that went without objection. So they are moving forward on that parcel of land. We have a change order approval from the Environmental Facility Corporation for the sewer project. That actually involved in an increase in insurance carried by the contractor. We had a notice of abandonment of subdivision by the Cambodian New Life Evangelical Church located at 7 Old High Falls Road. We received a sponsor application for the Palinville Bicentennial Photo Book received from Paul Agnello. As you know, Palinville is entertaining their is celebrating their bicentennial on July 14th and 15th of 2017. They are selling ads for their bicentennial photo book. I'm assuming they are of a nominal amount. Quarter page is $50, half page is $100. I don't know what our standard practice is on this, whether we've celebrated these things or not, or taken an ad out as the town.
I don't know if the town did, but I know in the past, each, when I was on the village board,
the council didn't take out the...
We would take an ad as a group? Okay.
Yes.
Would the town board like to do that for this?
Yeah.
Are we good with that? Full page? Okay. Can you let Mr. Did he give you a phone number?
Yes.
Or I can go home, I guess. And for a full page.
Can I see
sure. Copy of order of consolidation from the New York State Department of Health for the town and village registration districts into a single primary registration district. Ms. Izzo is on that, right?
It's already done.
And it's done.
It's all done.
And then we have a letter from trustee Brother E. Armstead requesting full day use of the senior center on May 27th from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for their pastoral anniversary celebration. Use of the kitchen, dining room, and community room would be needed. Liz had the opportunity to speak with Michael DeBenedictus. He would be fine with managing the opening and the closing of the facility. What is May 27th?
It's the Sunday before Memorial Day.
Okay, so it would be normally unused?
Yeah, I think we have a fee schedule for that, don't we, Liz?
They're a not-for-profit.
Not for... And our usual, have we been receptive of these types of events in there?
The only thing you gotta tell them is no alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they have to clean up.
Okay. Yep. Remove all trash. They will clean all areas used, including restrooms, and put all tables and chairs back to its proper orders as they were found. Our church thanks you for your support in past years.
Yeah. And Jim will be there, I would imagine, to direct them.
Okay. So are we comfortable? Everybody good?
Yep.
All right. Liz, can I ask you to contact Brother Armstead? We welcome their presence and congratulate them on their anniversary.
Is that the church here, Elizabeth? Up the street? Baptist church?
Mm-hmm. 450 Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think they have. Okay. New business. We have a proposal. This is actually part of the security presentation, which Adam isn't here yet, but we had some issues in the back door. It's an outdated system. It's the swipe system for the door. Okay. Ah, got it. Thank you. This would allow us to update that door in the back. Install a single door access control system on the employee entrance. The total includes design, equipment, installation, programming, final testing, and client training. The warranty period on all parts of labor is 1 year. It would update us. The existing card reader would be replaced. I don't think anybody has any issues with the idea that this needs to be replaced based on its age and the fact that things beep upstairs when it rains. That seems to me it needs some improvement.
I thought we would wait until Barry Beth gets in here with her report.
Yeah. So that was the only part of this discussion tonight, is that we have an engineering firm engaged to analyze all our buildings, and we believe that a lot of this will be eligible for grant. I think this probably falls underneath that.
Because sometimes I think
this falls under immediate security need.
Would you rather do it now? Is that what you're saying, instead of waiting?
You know, we've been coming for handicap coming in our front door. It's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we ever, when we remodeled, why they said we never needed it. But that's another thing for handicap to come in our front door.
There may be an option if that's an emergency need, you do it now and it's still can be done under the grant to be reimbursed through that process.
Okay. I sent a quick note to Mary Beth. She was going to have Lindsay take a look at it. So I think we can, I'll wait to hear from her, and if we could do it as an emergency, it sounds like the board would say do it now and bill for it.
Yeah. Is there any volume discount for that? Because I have an entrance door that I've had two locksmiths look at, and they will not touch it because of the make and model of the locks that are in it. So it's a matter of if I have to get it fixed, it's a whole new lock assembly, which means it would be keyed completely different than the rest of the building. So rather than that, I don't know what you're looking at for pricing, but that's an access point in my building that would definitely benefit from a card access or something like that.
So you don't have a card swipe now?
No. We have a key punch on the front door. The rear door is a key, standard key.
Okay. All right. So how about we reach into Mary Beth tomorrow, we call Joe and have him take a look at the ambulance, have him roll that up into this, and then we'll find out from Mary Beth if there is that emergency scenario that Travis posts up, and it obviously, hopefully we can get it reimbursed either later or now. So are you on dysfunctional? Pardon me. Is your door not...
It is serviceable marginally.
Okay.
You can only
Okay, so we'll send a note to Joe, and I'll copy you on that.
Please.
And let him know that we would like him to look at yours, too. And then I'll talk to Mary Beth, and we'll figure out timing. All right? Excellent. And if we have to do a resolution, we can do it on a department meeting, if we find out that we can do it and bill for it later. Excellent. George, do you want to describe what was found? Because I have I had sent a note around just in terms of trying to figure out how to solve this for us.
Yeah, well, we had the representative from Delaware come through our building, and I did advise him of some of the ongoing issues that I'm aware of. He requested a way to get onto the roof. He wanted to look at the roof, so we had an extension ladder over there. He was able to climb up onto the roof and found in several areas up to 4 inches of standing water on the roof because the roof drains were clogged with leaves and other debris. We still have an ongoing leak of some nature in that station that's not related to the air conditioning system. I don't know if it's related to this. He said there were some suspect areas of the membrane roof that would need further investigation. So that raised the question of, okay, we've got that much standing water up there. Yeah.
I would call the people that installed that roof. If Joe would remember, right, I'm pretty sure that when they installed that roof, they put it on wrong. You know, let's say that the roof was supposed to go this way, and they put it this way. And they extended our warranty. So I don't know if it could be under warranty, the roof.
I'll check all the documents I have access to at the station.
So, I mean, you...
This was part of the original reconstruction, right, project?
Yeah.
That roof was? It wasn't done after that.
I didn't wear my hearing aids, George.
No,
I didn't care what you said.
We have to.
I have a lot of documents over there relative to the remodeling of that facility. So if the roof is part of that, I should have something on, contact-wise.
Well, I'll have to check with Kirsten and see where we got. Everybody was supposed to have all their own paperwork. When the seniors got theirs, when we're done, they would left with all the books, and I thought all the stuff was over your place.
As far as I know, it is.
So, but I would just call the roofing people or find something where I think they extended that warranty, and it was for another five.
I'll need to see his report because I don't know what specific areas he was concerned about. But it raised the issue of, again, how are we supposed to maintain these physical buildings on a regular basis? We don't have dedicated maintenance people. And getting up on the roof and unclogging drains, I know that's under that and other duties as assigned clause in most people's job descriptions, but it's not something I've ever thought that needed to be done at that building. So.
It brings up the thing is we don't have any type of... we could have... water, we could have leaves in the drain at the senior center too, or here, or any. We don't have any type of routine maintenance plan. And I think probably since for a year now we've been talking about what do we do for routine maintenance. We solved the problem with routine maintenance as far as HVAC goes. Now we have to come up with a plan with who's responsible for the rest of buildings and grounds. Ideally, I don't think you open the yellow pages and find a guy that cleans out gutters.
Well, what you find is somebody, for those of us that were single for a lot of years, we'd always talk about you need a guy, right? Yeah. You need a guy, somebody that you can pick up the phone and say, I need you to check my gutters or I need light bulbs or whatever the case may be. So I don't think it's a full-time employee. I think it's a... It's a professional services for somebody that comes around in the spring.
I think
and
you can do what you do for the cleaning, what we do for cleaning.
Yeah.
You drop an RFP, you put it out there. Either you're going to be on call or we guarantee you 10
yeah.
hours a month or
yeah.
20 hours a month
right.
or whatever. You get paid even if you don't come down or something. And then go out and see if anybody's interested in doing it.
And then so they do an inspection of each of the buildings beyond what we're talking about in the big picture. And they come down to us and they say, you got a roof issue. And then it's our decision as a board, do we go get a roofer, right? Or if the guy says, I can fix it for X. Do you think we can find somebody like that that would be interested in doing that?
Try it.
Okay. Yeah. So are you comfortable with us drafting an RFP?
Yeah.
And we'll circulate it and then we'll see. George, I'd like a list of all the things that I know you need. You know what we need in the senior center.
I think I created one of those a while ago.
I think you did. I think we'll refresh it. Standing water and leaves you can add to it.
Okay. But I mean, there's other issues, but, you know, my facility, you know, there's veins here and there in the wall, the sheetrock that needs patching,
mm-hmm.
needs to be painted every so often.
Yep.
Those types of things that
yeah.
we need to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll follow up. Very good. Thank you.
Doreen, I have one other question.
Yeah.
I guess when Delaware Engineering was down there doing our buildings, checking them all, isn't this cemetery involved?
I thought we added the cemetery.
They didn't do that one.
Can you just keep a list of these things for me?
Yep.
I thought it was, because I know we added...
They did the Little Red Schoolhouse. They
yeah.
did down here. They did the, I think, the ambulance. But they never went over to the cemetery.
And you'd be looking at
Stanley
that...
Stanley asked him. Asked the guy. He says, no, I have nothing to do over there.
Oh, okay. So we'll add that. To the list.
Who was it from our company?
Do we know who the engineer was, George?
Brad.
Did you meet him?
Brad.
Brad.
Okay. Excellent.
I figured that's who it was.
Very good. I got a call from the county, and I had a preliminary conversation with George. And I just want to make sure that we were all on the same page for 2018. The way we're currently running the ambulance in terms of staffing, in terms of ALS status, as you know, last year the county, and Matt, you can correct me if there's anything, the county had drawn $200,000 from their general fund in order for them to make the countywide system whole. That was to replace the interaction that they had had with the town of Catskill. So the answer, you know, the question was just asked of me, are we comfortable with the way we're currently functioning? And I just want to put that in front of the board, and I put it in front of George, that in the current way we are, I think the 2018, from my perspective, we stay the way we are unless anything changes dramatically for 19. Okay. So I will let let Sean know that in his reaching out to me, just in terms of, it was an informal budget question, but I told him that I would take it to the board as a whole.
I have expressed, you know, concern that I voted no on the resolution of taking $200,000 from a fund balance for that. To me, I would rather have the county working with the town. You know, we have a paramedic service already.
Mm-hmm.
And the point of my no vote on that resolution was that the amount of service, Catskill had the most calls. So to me, the amount of service goes down, the cost to run the system should go down.
Mm-hmm.
I also did some investigating of their budget, and they had an additional $270,000 that they did not spend
mm-hmm.
in last year's budget. So my point is, why are we continuing to give them $200,000?
Mm-hmm.
I commend the work George is doing in the town and what the town is doing.
Well, the town came in under budget on expenses, and we actually were ahead in revenue. That was the first full year we had a line item budget that George could track it right down to the light bulb. So we are not uninterested in collaborating with the county in the future, but I think that general fund extraction, if you need $200,000 to run the county system, then it should be on their line and not coming from the general fund. That's just an observation as a constituent. Okay? So we thank you. George, we thank you for the management of it. We looked very favorable this year, and you contributed to some of that, so we thank you for that. I mean, we're still running at a loss, but we understand. Okay? Let's see. Why don't we go to, why don't we hop to engineering here? And, because I think we have some folks in the audience that would like to participate. Then we'll pass the mass gathering law after that. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
That means, let me introduce our engineer from Delaware Engineering, who is our consulting engineering company on the sewer project. This is Travis Smigel, who's been our appoint for, it seems like, forever. Why don't you update us? Obviously, we've initiated work again. I have a couple of notes, and I'm sure other members may have heard from constituents.
Sure.
Okay.
So just a brief update of where we are. Construction has started again. Hopefully the weather has broke for good now, and we'll be in construction season without any snow. We are currently working on Brooks Lane and Wild Wing Park, finishing up those areas left in Jefferson Heights that we didn't get to last year. And then we will start towards Leeds. We'll have a crew that's working in the DOT right away by the 23 on-ramp and off-ramp. They will head up through that way, and then we'll probably be leapfrogging through Leeds depending on which crew is going where. We've got an option to, with the terrain in Leeds, we've got an option to start in a couple different spots and work from there. So that's a little bit up in the air of where we'll go to next, but we know the Jefferson Heights and through the DOT and through a portion of it. We are currently working in the thruway tunnel. There's an existing tunnel that houses water mains. We are installing the force main through that tunnel currently. So that's all the spots that we have work going on. Two of the pump stations that are located in Jefferson Heights, one is on Brooks Lane, the other is on Austin Acres. Those have both had startup done with them. There will be some minor things to be done otherwise, but both startups have been complete. And when we have start to have sewer flow going to those, they're already running and ready to go at this point. Anything else?
We got fuel for the generators, right?
Yes.
We got 50 gallons in each.
Yep.
So I haven't gotten the end of the story to that, but it appears we do have to open up accounts.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Right. So moving forward, the town will own those pump stations, any of the maintenance costs, upkeep, the fuel for the generator, all those things will be town expenses outside of the project at this point moving forward. So even though we're still in construction, we're going to start to realize some costs coming through.
Now, the Central Hudson costs that we've been incurring interim, small amounts.
Correct.
Yep. We got word from the EFC that we could submit those while we were under construction.
Correct.
I'm going to have Kirsten double check, but I'm going to assume that these fuel costs for generators are the same kind of expense that while we're under construction, because it was a test, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
So if we get confirmation on that, otherwise it'll go through the other.
It doesn't hurt anything to try to get reimbursement for some of
yeah.
these things.
The only money that we're laying out now that we actually levied on based on last year's budget was the early loan that we took out,
the payment.
So that for the payment for the debt we are liable for, and we're obviously you can't get reimbursed on a debt for a debt. So,
a couple other things for the board to consider. As we complete construction in Jefferson Heights, there is an option to start having residents look up in Jefferson Heights as we move towards Leeds. We need to put a couple things in place for that to happen. One is our inspection process, which we've got some documents already ready to go. We will need somebody to inspect that work. That can be somebody from the town, that can be somebody from Delaware. It's a couple things that we need to do in that regard. And so that process of making those connections and getting those things set up. There were some questions that had come up through our discussion with the Daily Mail of if the town would want to have a fee for the permit process there. That is completely up to the town if they wish to do that or not. I've seen towns do it both ways. I've seen some waive, I've seen some charge.
Yeah, I thought we already said no.
Yeah,
we already passed the resolution.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that piece is already in place.
Yeah. So these are the types of things, and I think there's a bigger question here, but I think that those are the types of things I'd like to capture in that June FAQ. If we're comfortable about being able to publicly, which clearly we are, saying we're not going to charge any inspection fees for the first 5 years, let's get that out.
You still have to pull a permit.
Right.
You still need the permit, but there won't be a fee associated with it. The other question is, it's really hard, I think, for people who live in Jefferson Heights to be kind of waiting for leads. You know, so unless you can give us a huge financial impact, or if there's a structural risk involved, there are two things that I'd like to ask about. One is, could they hook up now, right?
I think we need an answer from the village as well.
That's right. The village would need to weigh in on that, because they'd have to be ready to go. And then the other question that I'm getting a lot of, and I know you are too, is restoration in Jefferson Heights. So if folks are waiting, you know, people are hearing fall or, you know, the following spring, and these are people who take pride in their lawns, they're a little frustrated.
All of the money for this project is spent with things that we bury in the ground.
Yeah.
People cannot see them. What they see is their lawn, and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when we get to this time of year and things start to melt and you can see your lawn, you want to get out there and you want to do all these things. But if we get on that with equipment of any kind, we're going to make a bigger mess than what you got to begin with.
Yeah.
So our hopes are that people are a little patient with us, that we can let that dry just a little bit and then get on there and finish things off. As I drove through town today, up along Main Street, there's spots all up through there that we got to go back and touch up. None of that is perfect at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just drive through and see that. All of those types of things we need to go back and touch on.
But is there any reason why we couldn't communicate to residents of Jefferson Heights that restore will happen as soon as we get a reasonably dry property?
That is the plan we're hopeful for within a couple weeks.
So the story of waiting until Leeds is done, we cannot say that.
So the waiting for Leeds to be done would only be on a connection process,
got
not
it.
For any other restoration.
Okay.
As far as connecting to the sewer, there is. In our minds, there's no reason why Jefferson Heights can't connect at this point, barring we check with the village and make sure that's okay. We still have some additional testing that we need to do with the pipe. We still have some additional pipe that we need to get in the ground. Once all those things are in place, we can put notice out to homeowners in Jefferson Heights saying, we've tested, we're ready to go, this permit process is in place, come to town hall, we'll get you started.
So the other question, though, that I think we had floated was if we have people who would like to explore if there's an opportunity for financial help,
mm-hmm.
we would have to get that up and running, too, right? From
the
housing.
The county had a program for that. As we finished our project in Greenville and the residents started to connect up to that, we had someone that came to the board and presented that some low-income homes could qualify for some financial assistance.
Okay. So next step from our perspective then, Travis, if you could give us a little bit of a timeline on how we can keep, kind of put some closure around Jefferson Heights.
I think the big decision you're saying is we have to choose to roll with Jefferson Heights first.
Correct.
Or not. And I think our consensus is let's roll with Jefferson Heights first.
Yep.
Are you coming out with a recommendation of some people you're going to recommend to do this job? I mean, for the homeowners that they can pick from?
Or attributes to look for?
Yes. In the packet of information, it specifically asks for things to ask for from a contractor doing the work, so you get a reputable contractor. We don't like to recommend certain people just in case something happens. You know, do your homework. These are the things you need to look for. Talk to your neighbors. If you can get a couple neighbors in together, you might be able to get a cheaper price if they're going to do a couple houses next to each other. You know, all of those types of things are spelled out in some documents that we release.
Is there special pipes you're supposed to put in, like from the house to your hookup?
Yep, and that's all spelled out in that document as well. It's a
Well, that'll be in the building permit too, right? when you apply for the building permit, they're going to have the specifications that need to be.
Yeah, it's a sewer connection packet that has all of them. It's got specifications, it's got drawings in it, it's got everything right there. One thing for the homeowner to have.
See,
there's pieces that you give to the contractor and they fill out, and then the last piece of that is having somebody that comes and actually inspects the work.
I know some people has gotten prices, and this is what I said. I don't know, you know, if some of these guys know what they have to put in or not put in.
Right.
And I know Mary Beth has said that there was going to be a list, and I guess that's the problem. I mean, you know, people, regardless of what we do, to me, the contractors did a pretty damn good job of keeping our roads the way they did and the mess down, as far as I'm concerned. But a lot of people still not happy. It's like you said, it's going to rain all next week, I think 3 or 4 days next week.
Yes.
I mean, this ground has got to be saturated.
Yes, absolutely.
And how are you going to go clean the grounds, you know?
Well, we're not now, but what I'd like to do is sit down.
But I think if we got a list out there so and that people can talk to and start, I think they were getting antsy about getting a price to do the job.
And I've talked with several people that have done that process, and I have one homeowner that I think even decommissioned one of their two tanks and replaced some things with the house already, which is way ahead of the game at this point. But it's fine if they did. That doesn't change their current plumbing. But
I mean, should they contact you? Like, I know there's a guy up by me, John Waste. He's been talking to people,
sure.
And there's these. The guy you introduced me to, but he's in the business. That's his primary business, is septic systems and stuff.
So, Travis, let's...
Should I tell these people to contact you if they're interested in doing this, or when we...
Once we have that process set up, which is something that we'll all need to discuss, their first step will be coming here to get that information and start that process. Again, I suppose we could come up with a list of contractors, but we don't want to leave people out that have an opportunity
It's the homeowner's responsibility to hire the person that's going to install it. It's the homeowner's responsibility to do their due diligence on the person they're going to hire. In that packet, we'll give them what to look for a good contractor.
Absolutely.
And the specs on the supplies. So what I need from you is, what are we talking with timing? So when I call, I have a woman who's... She's given me an appointment tomorrow at 10 a.m. I am to call her back. So what I'd like to be able to articulate is, what timing are we thinking of for Jefferson Heights? Obviously, drying it up is the first part of this. But then there's a packet of information that we're going to supply to the homeowners of Jefferson Heights.
When they apply for the permit.
When they apply for their, but we got to give them directions on all this. So just help me understand how we do that.
Yep. So what we will probably do is put out an informational, when we're ready in Jefferson Heights, we want to get all our testing and get everything done. When we're ready, we'll send out a mailer to everybody in Jefferson Heights saying, we're ready, you can connect. These are a couple of things you need to know. Come to town hall and get your packet of information to start this process. In that packet, we'll have all those specifications and what to look for and a detailed list of how to do that.
And when do you think that would be? I mean, rough.
They are probably going to be at least another 3 or 4 weeks before they're finished with pipe and have things tested in Jefferson Heights. So let's just say a month and a half out.
Yeah.
We can start that process. And in that time, we'll have that paperwork
right.
Set up.
I mean, you know, in my head, somewhere in the month of June would be drier, right? You're testing village capabilities. So somebody needs to reach into the village.
Did they get their upgrades that they needed?
I was just wondering if the Allen Street, you know, the pump station in Allen is done?
The Allen Street pump station is not done. They're getting a generator. That's one of the pieces there, and there were some controls upgrades. I don't think we're going to do anything with the pumps after we evaluate that.
Yeah, why don't you just figure out what's going on with Mike? And then the other question about Mike is, we needed to put a name down for something. I can't remember what it was.
We did.
And did we put his name down?
We did.
Excellent. Because I can't imagine why we should put anybody else's name down in our community, because they're maintaining it, right?
And that's a way.
Well, we have to come up with, yeah, we have to have an agreement first.
When he brought up the maintenance for the pump station, I was wondering myself if that was even decided yet. Who's doing that?
We needed to put a name down on there just in case, as they do that startup, some of the check boxes they have to do is put a name down, address, and phone number.
Now, under law, that's something we have to put out for a bid, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we should.
The town can do it.
The town can
contract
their own
that
pump station. Certainly, that's something you don't have to put out for a bid.
Yeah, then we got to hire somebody to do it.
So that could be a memorandum, you know, some sort of an agreement.
I don't think it can be an agreement. The builder should have to go out and bid.
But he said not the pump.
No, yeah. If we wanted to do it ourselves.
Oh, okay. But if we do want to outsource it, we got to put it
out
to
bid.
All right. Okay, so we need to, you and I will catch up. I'm back now full time.
I imagine you could put it under the highway and train a man on the highway
to do
if
the
you wanted
leaves.
To.
Mm-hmm. If it's a pump station, I want water people to know what they're doing, I think. Okay. Any other updates from your perspective? Otherwise, we'll open it up to people in the audience that might have any questions of you.
I think that gets us up to speed at this point.
I have two observations, and then we'll. There was a woman that called me that said both ends were blocked, Wild Wing Park on both ends. Central Hudson was blocking one
Perfect.
Egress, and you were blocking the other. I know the issues, so I feel your pain. I don't know what we can do other than I encouraged her to call us as opposed to after the fact, call us during.
Sure.
That I have instantaneous contact with you, and if nothing else, we could run down to Central Hudson and tell them to move the truck. But
our construction crews have been doing, and Brooks Lane is very tight.
Exactly.
I've seen that piece as they've been working down there. They're doing a pretty good job of leaving a lane open so folks can get through.
Yep.
There are old houses at the end there.
Yeah,
it is tight through there, but
yeah.
You can get a vehicle through.
Yeah, they're out over in Wild Wing. They're getting close to the entrance now.
Yes.
So I'm sure that'll be tight. They didn't work today. Your crew didn't work over there today. But Central Hudson, they closed off a quarter of it the other day. Then another quarter down to the apartments, and you couldn't get through that way. Well. You know, then people were going, when they were coming my way to get out, they would go through their yard and stuff to get out.
Trucks are on the property.
Yeah.
And to our benefit on that side of Main Street, there's a couple different outlets that you can get around. If they're working in front of your house, it may be difficult to get right there to be able to park. And the thing that I tell people is you can see them coming, and within you can see how far they move each day. And you know about when they're going to get to your place. And if you need to get out those days, you know, reach out to our guys and say, I need to leave by a certain amount of time. Am I going to be get out? And if you can't, maybe we can move your car or have somebody help you to get to a spot where your car is and do it that way. So there's...
Yeah. They had the one side open. It's the other side that they're working on.
Yeah.
So.
But if you're coming across somebody's driveway and they need to get out for an appointment at a certain time and they realize that they were coming down through.
And the only thing that bothers me, I know we can't solve, you know, because we to coordinate between you guys and Central Hudson. We've done everything we can. We're a year in. But I worry about somebody like him trying to get in, you know, if we don't have access to
yes.
these guys on the ground. So.
And like I said, this side, the Wild Wing side, you're okay with a couple different outlets. On the Brook side, it's tight and you've only got one way in and out. So
mm-hmm.
if I ask the residents if you need to get out to communicate to our guys there and work with us to help you be able to get access to get out.
Okay. Public comment regarding the sewer?
I have a question. My understanding is that the village is billing now for sewer service, for debt service.
Debt service.
No, the village isn't billing.
Oh, no, we're billing
no, we
for
are.
Debt service.
We are. We're billing for you. Billing, is the village collecting the money?
Not that I know of.
Because my sister got a water bill from the village of Casco, and in it was a sewer charge.
I think I got my bill, Joe, and I didn't see any.
Double the water rate.
Yeah, the water rate is doubled out there.
Right.
No. There was a separate charge for water and a separate charge for sewer. Was that
Since they established the water district, if there was a delinquent water bill, if something wasn't paid, then they put that on the 2017 taxes.
It could have been a re-levy. That's the only...
No, there was no re-levy. My sister's bill was paid. So I'll have to send it over. I'll send it over here. I didn't actually look at it. She asked me about it. She said, why am I being paid for sewer? And I said, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be a question for Betsy to answer.
Well, I just want you to be aware of it. I mean, if town residents are getting charged for a sewer fee, which they're not using yet, nice to know.
Well, she would have seen a sewer fee on her town tax bill.
On her town tax,
no, that's a
20.
Tax bill. This is a water bill. The village of Catskill sends people in Jefferson a water bill.
Correct.
In that water bill, there were two charges. One for the water, and one for the sewer.
Yeah, that shouldn't be showing up.
So we'll follow up with Betsy and we'll find out.
I didn't see anything.
Nothing that we're aware of.
He's talking about Margie, isn't he?
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I got a million questions, and this doesn't seem to be like the place to be sitting here and getting an answer for each question that I have. I live on Brooks Lane, and what he was just talking about, what happened to me, you guys might like to know this. I tried to pay my bill in December, the water bill, and they pushed me off and told me my water was going to go on the sewer tax that was going to be have something to do with the regular tax bill that you get beginning of the year. And they said, oh, they're going to take that off. They're going to add that to the sewer bill or whatever it was supposed to be. And I figured that was done. I paid my taxes, and so just the other day I got a water bill, and it's the same water bill that I got in December that I was trying to pay up in the second floor, and I wouldn't accept it. So is Jefferson Heights just a place where they're trying to deal with new issues because they're going to have this sewer system in there? Or, I mean, I got it's virtually the same bill. They did not take it out on the taxes, which I noticed. You know, when I paid my taxes, and I noticed there was no anything on there for water or sewer or anything.
Was that bill just for one quarter?
It's like the 70 that I was trying to pay in December plus another 66 for this first quarter. To me, that's normally what I get, so I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying it looks like they blew me off and sent me over to D. Benedictus, and it wasn't taken out.
I think for it to show up on your taxes for them to re-levy, you have to miss.
It was too soon.
I could be wrong, but you have to miss either two or three billing cycles.
Yeah, I didn't think they could. It was too soon, you know what I mean? Yeah. She was telling me, go pay your taxes, and I went like a week or two later. And
you probably went there too late, because if you go there after they stop accepting bill payments, then they just tell you way too much.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to bring that up. I'm not angry at her.
No, we need to figure it out, though.
I need to sit down with somebody, being a resident of where this is actually happening, and I need to get rid of a million rumors that I'm getting that nobody really knows the answers to. And I just need to know who it is that I have to talk to. And I'll sit there and I'll ask my question.
That guy right there.
Right here.
You're the guy? I got it. Good. I'll write down what you said and I'll try to remember. But when can we, is that, when can we do that? Are you around all the time? Or?
If I stick around tonight, I got no place to go.
All right, that's cool. I'll see if I can remember.
Do you want to do it a couple of days from now so you can make a list or?
Are
you good? Okay.
Most of the stuff.
I'm not casting aspersions.
I mean, I think I'm the only one probably that isn't all happy, joy, about it. Oh no, you're not
the only one. No.
Everybody that I talk to, oh God, great, that's price of my house is going to go up.
And that's the concern in the battle that we fight all the time is that some misinformation is out there.
I know all of it. I'm sure. But
this time last year,
you know, what I got to do with my wife.
Yeah, there's a great little room in the back that I'm going to invite both of you to hang out there. Okay, perfect. And you guys
and
can
actually, I'll be a great guy for your
you're our test
idea
yeah.
because when people are asking me, I'll tell them the right.
That would be much appreciated. And Mr. Rizzo, we will get a clarification on what's going on.
The re-levy has to go to the county. The village has to submit to the county a list of those individuals who are delinquent.
That is correct. And the established...
That then becomes part of the county tax bill.
Correct.
Not the town.
That is correct.
And then the town tax collector sends out the bills. What my sister got was a regular water bill. It comes every quarter from the village of Catskill, and on it, I thought I saw a sewer.
And did it have a number? Did it have a dollar amount next to it,
yeah,
or was it?
It did.
It did. Okay.
It was double the water.
So my understanding.
Whatever the water rate was.
It's a Mary Beth question.
That number was a sewer.
So the
that's
only
a village question. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't.
No, I understand, but
it's 1.5 times the rate. In the intermunicipal agreement, it's 1.5 times.
Yeah, it's 1.5 times. It's not double.
Not double.
Yeah.
Not double.
No, I know that, but why are they charging now when there's no sewer?
They shouldn't be.
Huh?
They shouldn't be.
Oh, well. That's my question.
Well, that's what we have to clarify.
Right.
So before we say they're doing anything wrong or that we're doing anything right. Exactly.
I'll go see Betsy tomorrow and I can call the bill.
And we'll take a look at it and see what we've got.
I just have a couple. I've heard from some of our neighbors about the rocks and gravel that's in the lawns. I'm hearing that that's going to be all corrected by them when the ground is dry. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
There's also several ditches that have remained after the paving, and some of them are, you know, quite deep. Is that going to be repaired after Central Hudson comes in?
Ditches in the asphalt or on the outside?
It's on the sides of the roads.
Okay.
Many areas in Wildwood Park are.
So all of those areas are yet to be restored by the sewer project. So we need to go back and do work in those areas.
So now in terms of the road itself, it seems like the road has been built up. My mailbox specifically seems to have shrunk. Because the road has gotten higher. So is the road eventually going to be leveled to what it was before?
So we have plans in place, and so the elevation change, there should be no elevation change as to what was there, because our contractors repaired asphalt in the trench where they did work, so asphalt outside of that, we're matching up to that. So no elevation change should have happened at this point. The plan is for the contractors to come in and top the roads, so you wouldn't see any seams there. Prior to doing that, they would mill off
So in some of the properties in Wildwood Park, will there be then either soil or something put in so it's leveled?
Correct. Up to the edge of your pavement. Yep.
Okay. Because that was a big change, because the road in Wildwood Park was built up so much over the years that it almost was, you know, like this, you know. So all of us that were on that, you know, turn, you know, had a lot of water that would lay in the front of our houses because of how the road was paved over the years. So the question I'm getting from a lot of people is the road eventually going to be level with our property and with our lawn that's there?
Well, that's
the elevation that the roadway is now is what it will be when we
are level.
That whole section is scheduled to be repaved, right?
Correct.
I mean, if the road is too high, why not?
We're not doing anything with Main Street.
Sean has something in place.
Right. But I'm saying is, if there's a concern that the road is too high,
right,
let's mill it down before we pave it. And
yeah, I think that it, the,
I think
elevation has changed quite a bit. I mean, you can look at where my mill.
If it's changed over the years, we can certainly look at that and look at some
well,
right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to go through this whole process of paving everything, we might as well do
I think
it right.
If you talk to Sean, Sean has realized that they're probably going to have to cut it.
Take it down.
To give you an example, I used to get water in my driveway. Since you blacktop, I don't get any water. The lady across the street, half her driveway has got water in it. You know. But they knew that, and we were scheduled to do that road, I think, last year, and we called it off because of you guys.
You knew
coming.
This was coming.
It's just like now. You came in, Central Hudson's coming right behind you now.
Right.
Dig up the same stuff you just dug up.
Right. And that's we don't wanna go through and pave and have somebody come through and cut
it. No, I understand.
We wanna wait till all that stuff is done before we do any final paving.
But I think you have to look to cut the road down because there's water going in everybody's driveway up there. I've been there for 50 years, so.
Okay,
yeah.
I think our
approximate time that that's going to happen.
That hasn't really been decided yet. We were trying to do that towards the end of this year, but there's a couple things, coordination things, and such that we want to make sure are in place. There may be some options to do some of the streets this year and then finish next year. But that's still pretty far off at this point.
The other question was, are you going through off of the thruway exit, the one lane coming into Catskill is feels like you're riding waves when you go through it. Is that going to be dug up by you guys?
No, we're actually already through there. We directional drilled under that last year.
Okay.
So no work on the streets in the thruway support.
So that where right where Home Depot is.
Yeah.
Right where we're going.
Okay.
Yep, we're
so that's there. Something that I'm going to bring up at the county level because there's another section of road that they're going to
direct. That's a state, road. Matt. That's a state right away.
Right.
We've already had this conversation and
the state says it's the county. The county says it's the state.
Right.
The state DOT is actually fixing another section of road for us. And when I asked the question about your Home Depot, they said, well, that was all going to be done with the sewer project, so they're not touching that. You know?
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to go back to them and tell them that I heard from you.
We've been very careful not to touch state roads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
And Matt, let me know how you make out with that because I've had numerous people call me about that dip. I had a lady said to me she was afraid she was going to go into labor after going through that. So,
Bob Van Valkenburg is very helpful. He's our county highway superintendent, and he was actually a spot up near Sawyer's coming off the 9.
The same thing. Right? Truck stopping.
They're moving.
The state is actually either going to come in and sand that down or repave that, and I think Bob said they might do the same.
Okay.
I will make that an issue again.
All right. Any other Delaware questions? Otherwise, yes.
I had sent an email, I guess, to the town clerk about this. I read in the paper what the annual cost would be per home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that kind of money. I'm on limited income. And I live next to Mills Walk, you know, home. I believe the pipe that goes by my house has been there for many decades. Is that correct?
You are on the village side.
No, I'm in the town.
But from the Metaphor building, you're closer to the village, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's the old
pipe's been there for decades.
So that portion of the pipe was put in specifically to go to that Metaphor building.
Right.
And because of the funding that was involved with that building, they didn't allow for anybody else to hook up at that time. Now, because you are in the sewer district, we're going to have to add a connection for you.
You're going to have to what?
Add in a spot for you to connect to that old line because you're in the sewer district. Yep.
But even if I don't, I have to connect, or I'm going to pay whether I connect or not. Is that what you're telling me?
There's two pieces to the cost associated with the rate for that. A portion of it is the debt service, which is paying back the loan, and then the other portion of it is the operation and maintenance cost that goes towards running the system itself.
And you're saying I'm going to have to pay for that?
So everybody that's in the sewer district will pay that.
Even though that pipe has been there for decades? And
Correct. Because now you are in a sewer district, that everybody in that sewer district will pay that.
even so if I don't use it.
The piece, if you don't ever connect up to it,
right,
you will still be responsible for the debt service piece of it. You will not have that operation and maintenance cost, but there is a piece in the sewer use law that after a certain amount of time, folks need to connect up to the sewer system.
I'm sorry. But what would, if I don't, I'll have to connect to some point?
Yes.
Within a year.
What ends up happening is because that debt service piece goes to everybody, whether connected or not. Once you connect, then you have that operation and maintenance cost as well. That debt service piece is out there, and folks realize that they're paying for something that they're not using, and then they make that connection afterwards.
And what's that going to cost me?
For the yearly cost for that, it's estimated. $800
Because we got the additional $3 million, so I think that took it down from $900 to $700 to $800
Yep.
A year.
Now about 15 years ago, I replaced what was a 100-year-old hand-built cistern and put in a new septic system in the back of my house, and it's found the drain.
There's a clause in the sewer use law, but it's 5 years, 5 or 7 years. If you've got a new system within that amount of time, there's a grace period, you get an extension on the interconnection to the system. But anything in 15 years, I'm sure you're outside of that window.
And you mentioned something about the county having some sort of program for people of low income?
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And we're going to get those folks to come in and give a talk on what those options are.
When will that be?
I'll reach out to them and try to have them here for our next meeting.
Okay.
So do you have another meeting this month?
Wednesday.
We do.
Third Wednesday.
Third Wednesday.
It will probably be the first meeting of the next month.
May.
You need to get one?
Yes. May 2nd? Let's plan for May 2nd. And I think it's the Catskill Mountain Housing Authority, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're right here.
They're right across the street.
What's that?
The Catskill Mountain Housing Authority, it's called.
Yeah, what about that?
They're the group that could potentially help with low income in terms of defraying the cost.
They're right across the street from us.
Matt, is there anything else in the county that...
Not that I'm aware of. I'm also... Senator Amador has proposed a bill, and I'm going to try to get the county to send us a resolution of support, where they're allocating money for communities that were in need to replace their water infrastructure. And if I recall, in the years past, this was brought to the table because of the way Leeds was contaminated. So I asked Senator Amador if that was something that could be considered. Even though we've already started the project, could we still get funding? And he feels that we could, and we could apply for that funding, even though we've already started the project, because New York State said Leeds was in bad condition in terms of their water and sewer. So that might be something that, it's not going to happen right away, but I know that Senator Amador proposed a bill in the Senate to try to allocate state money for something like that. So I would like us to try to, reach out to that to help bring down, this debt cost.
So is that beyond the EFC? Is that, it's beyond the environmental facilities?
Right, this is something different that he's proposed.
Okay,
it's
cool.
While,
does he have much other support?
I believe he did, yes. So, but it's the criteria is specific, and that's why I kept telling him, Leeds, New York State is the one that is forcing us to do this because of Leeds. So to me, that would mean that we were in a crisis because of Leeds. Leeds could be shut down because of the sewer.
Yeah, I think we have
problems up there.
I think we have a consent decree that we were operating under
the
businesses on the main drag.
That should qualify us to get some funding to help with this project, so that it has to pass in the Senate.
Basically, you're saying that Jefferson Heights has to pay for a problem that was created in Leeds.
Because it has to.
Well, no, Jefferson Heights also has a sewer issue.
We have septic issues in certain
places. Is Leeds considered a part of Catskill? Or
yeah,
it's in the town of Catskill.
It's a hamlet. It's just a hamlet of Catskill.
So to me, I would think that should be able to help us get some additional funding to then bring this cost down.
If the town needs to fill it out, let me know.
I will follow
if it moved through.
And, you know, get the bill number, if there's a bill number or something, that's what we get.
Plus
the county to do a resolution of support for us to get that.
As long as it's a different program than the funding that we already received as a grant.
Yeah, that's what we just have to double check on. Absolutely. Any other sewer questions? If not, I'm going to let you guys go in the back room.
Sounds good.
And now, Adam? The rest of the meeting is going to be about security of our buildings. Got a couple of quick updates on some things, and then we're done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your concern, sir. We appreciate it. We'll try and help out whatever way we can. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
I'm here tonight just to offer myself up. I had some conversations with